Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends. It's Wednesday, August the 15th, and I've got an old friend with me today. I don't mean that you're old, but Rod Gillette, one of the first people that I met when I came to work in Columbia.
You were blessed.
I was. Rod Gillette, good to have you here.
Thank you, Paul.
You were doing the 6 o'clock news. Right. Along with Mike Ramser and Dale Conquest. Any of the old-timers that have lived here all their life will remember that. And
people who were bald and put on weight.
Right. But you're here today to talk about Road Scholar or Elder Hostel, right? It's not called Elder Hostel anymore.
Well, the company or the corporation is still Elder Hostel, but the programs are now known as Road Scholar.
So what is Road Scholar?
R-O-A-D, mm-hmm. Scholar. Not to be confused with Rhodes Scholars.
Right. But I always think of you as a Rhodes Scholar.
Well, of course. you ask, what is Rhodes Scholar?
Yeah.
Well, like Elder Hostel, it's an opportunity for people who are of a certain age. I think you would probably qualify by now. You wouldn't be carded anymore. People who are at
least... You're still as witty, aren't you?
Well, you're half right. People who are at least 50 years old.
Okay, I fall into that category.
I know you do. And it's an opportunity for those of us who are still curious, who like to travel, want to continue to learn, and to go to places and meet people and do things we might not have had an opportunity to do earlier in life, to do all these things. And I don't want to say cheap. It's not on the cheap by any means, but probably at less cost than for many commercial tours that you would take.
Mm-hmm. So where are some of the places that you have gone?
We've been on about 36, 37 of these programs now ourselves. And we've been overseas. We've been to Australia, New Zealand. We've been to Costa Rica, to the Yucatan, and to any number of places in the United States and in Canada and to some in Europe as well.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you're 50 years of age or above,
You're
eligible
yes.
for this.
And as a matter of fact, there is a way to get into these if you're not 50. Get someone who is 50 to take you along. I mean, for example, we have intergenerational elder hostels for those of us who want to take the grandkids on a particular program. They're kind of keyed to the kids as well.
So when you're traveling, what are the accommodations like? Are you staying with people?
Real people.
No, I mean, no animals, in people's homes?
No. This started out, Paul, back in 1975, and people stayed in dormitories on college campuses. Well, that got to be pretty old pretty quickly. People wanted something a little bit more luxurious than that, and trotting down the hall in the middle of the night to use the restrooms. So now most of them are held in hotels, conference centers, a lot of them are on ships. Mm. They may be river barges. They may be ocean liners. There are a couple, for example, on the Queen Mary.
So you're not staying in pension. You know what
pension is? No.
But see, the first time I went to Europe, I remember Europe on $5 a day. Remember that book? Frommer wrote the book, Europe on $5 a day.
I don't think I ever experienced $5 a day.
I went to Europe on, believe it or not, staying in pensions in people's homes, meals, all for $5 a day.
That's very good.
That was back in 1970. I don't think you could do that anymore.
I don't think you could either. But another thing about the Elder Hostel, I wanted to emphasize this. When you enroll in one of these things, there are no hidden costs. Everything that's in the catalog, the price you see is the price you pay, which includes your accommodations, any travel that takes place during the Elder Hostel, like field trips and so forth, most of your meals. Now, some of them are offering elder hostels that which will include, for example, lunch is on your own or dinner is on your own on such and such days to experience the cuisine of the region, as they put it.
Okay.
But otherwise, you pay one price and that covers everything.
Yeah. When you look back over, how long have you been doing this?
About 20 years.
Okay. When you look back over 20 years, is there one journey that sticks out in your mind as the best?
Two, as a matter of fact. The one I always
you had one up me, didn't you?
Yes, I did, because I've added one since I thought of this. The Elder Hostel that we took to Australia and New Zealand, that was without a doubt the most wonderful experience. The one that I was referring to as number two is the one we completed last spring in Las Vegas. It was a crime forensics elder hostel, or Rhodes Scholar, where we learned all about crime investigations. They didn't guarantee that we would learn how to commit a crime, of course, but anyway, about the DNA, about gunfire, and it might not appeal to a lot of people, but it was a terrific elder hostel.
Wow. And how long was that?
It was about a week.
So that was number two.
That was one that I was, it sticks in my memory at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's the most...
Well, you know, it seems like it's keeping you fresh and young, invigorated, excited about life.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying all the right thing?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
Keep going.
It's true. If people want more information about this, what can they do?
I think the best thing to do would be to call or to email www.roadscholar, all one word, lowercase, www.roadscholar.org.
Okay.
And you'll get all kinds of information.
Okay. So you don't want them to contact you personally?
They could certainly do that if they want to take my email address.
Okay, what is it?
It's rgillette, that's G-E-L-A-T-T, rgillette at AOL.org.
Okay.
.com. Let me repeat that. rgillette, AOL.com.
Okay. And if you've been a longtime resident of Central Missouri and you remember Rod on the news 40-some-odd years ago, tell him, hey, we miss you.
Well.
And the voice is still the same. The voice is still the same, Rod.
Well, I appreciate hearing that.
Yeah. You know, we've gone through a lot of changes over the years, but some things remain constant, and that's the people of Central Missouri. Would you not agree to that?
Oh, yes.
We're very fortunate to live in this community with the people that we have in this community.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right. Rod Gillette, my friend, thank you for coming by 43 years ago. I remember that first time I met you. I guess I'm a little sentimental about that.
Well, don't cry.
I'm not going to cry, but it's a pleasure seeing you once again, and please do come back and visit us.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. So where's your next trip?
As a matter of fact, it's going to be in Seattle next month.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a good journey there.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Take care.
So, well, wait a minute. I got to say goodbye. You were going to get up and walk away before we even got off.
I don't want to do that.
All right. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, the Museum of Art and Archaeology and Mid-Missouri Pride Fest. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See, you had to sit there through the credits. And if you'd like to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, then click on Radio Friends, and you can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. Or drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Pepper P at missouri.edu. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.